This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Crowds from Protestant and Catholic communities hurled bricks, fireworks, and gasoline bombs at police and each other overnight in Belfast as a week of street violence escalated. Police and politicians tried Thursday to calm the volatile situation in Northern Ireland, where Britain's exit from the European Union has unsettled the political balance. The focus of the violence is a concrete peace wall in West Belfast that separates a British loyalist Protestant neighborhood from an Irish nationalist Catholic area. The two sides clashed across the wall. Northern Ireland has seen sporadic outbreaks of street violence since 1998, Good Friday Peace Accord, into the Troubles, decades of Catholic-Protestant bloodshed over the status of Northern Ireland, in which more than 3,000 people died. Britain's split from the EU has renewed tensions over Northern Ireland's status and disturbed the political balance in the region, where some people identify as British and want to stay part of the UK, while others see themselves as Irish and seek unity with the neighboring Republic of Ireland, an EU member. The cash-strapped UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, praises U.S. President Joe Biden for resuming U.S. financial support, saying it comes at a critical moment amid the COVID pandemic. Ukraine's president travels to the country's eastern front line after a surge in clashes with separatist forces and a spike in tensions with Moscow. A bill to legalize euthanasia goes before a deeply divided French parliament, with right-wingers planning to torpedo any vote. There are thousands of amendments, and the government isn't taking sides. This is VOA News. Several nations issued new guidelines over the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after the European Union's medical regulator announced a link between the vaccine and rare possible fatal blood clots. Britain, where the vaccine was developed jointly by the British-Swedish drug maker and scientists at the University of Oxford, say it will offer alternatives for adults under age 30. Reuters says Spain and the Philippines will limit the vaccine to people over 60 years old, while the Washington Post says Italy has issued similar guidelines. The European Medicines Agency said the blood clot should be listed as a very rare side effect of the AstraZeneca vaccine, but continued to emphasize that its overall benefits outweigh any risks. Rare blood clots have been associated with the deaths of at least 14 people across Europe. The vaccine is critical also to Europe's immunization campaign and crucial in the global strategy to supply vaccines to poor countries. The vaccine is cheaper and easier to use than rival vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden said it would restart aid to Palestinians, reversing a Trump-era policy. We'll be reporting on that moving forward. Lawyers working to reunite migrant families that the administration of former President Donald Trump separated said they could still not find the parents of 445 children. In South Korea, the Brave Girls were on the verge of breaking up and abandoning their dreams of K-pop stardom after years of going nowhere until a pseudonym YouTuber uploaded a compilation of them performing on South Korean army bases and saved their careers. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has defended the 2013 ruling that freed one of the drug lords most wanted by U.S. authorities, even though Mexico's Supreme Court later ruled it was a mistake. Rafael Caro Quintero walked free while serving a 40-year sentence for the torture murder of U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent Enrique Kiki Camarena back in 1985. He since apparently resumed his role as a violent drug trafficker. López Obrador said the legal appeal that led to the release was justified because supposedly no verdict had been handed down against the drug lord after 27 years in jail. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.